Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, May 25th, 2018. We have 19 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have north winds today, 15 knots, gusting to 25 later on. Wind waves from the north, 4 feet high at 5 seconds, and you notice that the wind waves and the winds, the local winds, match. One generates the other. And then we have those west swells, 4 feet high at about 11 seconds apart. So we got north winds this morning and north wind waves, west swells that are going to be kind of coming at each other from right angles today. So that might create what they call a little bit of confused seas out there where things are a little bit sloppy because there are different forces acting on the water, and the water reflects the energy that's being transferred into the water from those waves and the swells that come in from further out to sea, sometimes as far away as places like Japan. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about safety on the water because it's Memorial Day weekend, some unusual conditions on the river. I just want to reinforce some of that in case you're out on the river enjoying yourself so that you can have a happy and safe time. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. Our first inbounder, we have 5 inbounders, 7 in the Astoria Anchorage, 3 at Rice Island, and 4 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the USNS Matthew Perry, arriving from San Francisco, headed for Portland. She's headed to the shipyard at Swan Island, and that is generally where these USNS Military Sea Lift Command, as they're called, vessels, are generally kind of, it's called a lay berth situation where they rent space so they can have kind of a home port in this area when they need to come in. They also can come in there if they need maintenance because the shipyard at Swan Island, Vigor Industrial, is a huge place for a central point for ships to be repaired. And they have a really big dry dock there that I think is the biggest one in North America that is designed to accommodate big cruise ships. So at any rate, a lot of facilities there at Swan Island. So the USNS, the Military Sea Lift Command, those ships are owned by the Navy, and they're generally that battleship gray color, but sometimes not. This one happens to be a dry bulk carrier. And the USNS ships, they have a different acronym in the front instead of USS for the active duty ships. The USNS Military Sea Lift Command's ships are crewed by civilians, but they support active duty vessels in the Navy. So this vessel is a dry cargo ship. She carries supplies that active duty vessels would use. She'll pass Astoria. She could have passed around 7:30 a.m. on her way to Portland, maybe there about 1:30 p.m. at the shipyard. The Britton Bay is arriving from Los Angeles, headed for the Crims Island Anchorage, a little bit downriver from Longview. She'll be eventually picking up wheat. She'll pass Astoria maybe around 8:30, and you'll see her at Crims area there around 11:30 a.m. The Tern is arriving from, T-E-R-N, is arriving from China, headed for the Vancouver Anchorage. She's going to be going to the Port of Portland to pick up soda ash. She'll pass Astoria maybe 7:30, 8:30, and be in Vancouver in early afternoon. The Navigate Spica is arriving from China, headed for Vancouver. She could be a petroleum tanker. I think that might be what she is. She'll pass Astoria around 9 p.m. That would put her in Vancouver by about 3 a.m. on Saturday morning. So ships travel the world 24 hours a day, sailors working at all hours in shifts called watches, where there's always somebody on duty there. The Katarina is arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria Anchorage. She's going to be picking up wheat upriver eventually, but she'll arrive in the anchorage to drop her anchor and wait for a bit around 10:30 p.m. In the Astoria Anchorage, we have the New Face at the Port of Astoria loading logs, the Sea Melody awaiting orders, and we have the Astrea, the Spring Aeolian, the Oceana, and the Sea Charm awaiting orders, and an unusual ship out there, the Alaska Borg. I took a picture of her and posted it on Facebook yesterday. She's headed for Longview on Sunday, but in the meantime, she'll be in the anchorage. And what makes her very unusual looking is that she has cargo on board, on deck. She has big metal tubes that I believe are wind turbine parts. So we used to have a lot of these coming in past years. The wind turbine projects have slowed down quite a bit, but these are going to Longview. And I had the real interesting pleasure. It was a great pleasure for me a few years ago to, through a quirk of fate, be hired as a photographer to go to the Port of Longview and photograph a ship with wind turbine parts being unloaded there at the Port of Longview. So I got to spend an afternoon and an evening at the Port of Longview, set up my tripod and was taking pictures. And I got to talk with the longshoremen there. They were really nice. They brought me, you know, snacks and a soda. And I got to watch them unload these parts, which are very expensive and very heavy. And they unloaded them one piece at a time with a crane, and it was just quite an interesting orchestrated effort to watch that happen. So the Alaska Borg will be out there for the next couple days. You can take a look at her from the East Mooring Basin, which you can get a good picture of her there, or just take a look at her. In the Rice Island Anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria, the Aeolian Fortune, the Pacific Constant, and the New Confidence are awaiting orders. And our outbounders, we have the New Frontier leaving Portland with scrap metal on board, leaving around 11:30 a.m., arriving and passing Astoria around 5:30 p.m. The Pernil Oldendorf will be leaving Vancouver with weed around 3 p.m., so she could pass Astoria outbound around 9 p.m. The Yag Akshe is leaving Kalama with weed on board around 6 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around midnight. And the Teton is leaving Portland, soda ash on board out of the Port of Portland around 10 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 4 a.m. on Saturday morning. Well, it's Memorial Day weekend. Everybody's going to want to get out there. The weather's going to be pretty good. And so you might be out there on the river. I want to read this a little bit of the story to you. It's a news release from the Cowles County Sheriff's Office. This just happened this week. Cowles County Sheriff's Marine Patrol received a call of a man who was clinging to his capsized boat in the Cowlitz River in Kelso. Deputies responded. They were able to pull the man on board. He had been in the water for about an hour. The outboard on his 12-foot aluminum boat became loose, and that contributed to the boat sinking in the river. He did not have a life vest on and was very cold and had a hard time moving when deputies arrived. So people from the Cowlitz County Sheriff's Office say the water is still dangerously cold at this time of year. People need to be very cautious. Boaters should wear life vests, of course. So a few things about this. When you're out in a boat, it's a lot of fun. I love being on the water. Things can go wrong very quickly, and then you realize how tenuous the whole thing can be. And in a small boat like this, it can be unstable, depending on how it's loaded. This boat flipped over, and this man ended up clinging to it with no way to get help. Somebody may have seen him, since he was in the Cowlitz River and in a local area where there were people. So on the Columbia River this weekend, we have an unusual situation where, well, it's every spring, we have the cold water and the warm air, but we also have a lot of snow melt in the river this year. So that means lots of water in the river, strong currents, higher than normal high tides, and very cold water because of that snow melt. So another thing that happens when lots of water is pouring into the river from melted snow and lots of tributaries is a lot of floating debris in the river. So if you're in there on the river in a small boat, have somebody keep a lookout for floating trees. I mean, if a floating tree hits your 12-foot aluminum boat, that could be a real problem. Tides will be higher than usual. It's going to be windy. And on the lower river, there's going to be ebb currents in the afternoon starting noon, 1, 2 p.m. over the weekend. That means that if we have those southwest winds coming in, along with the ebb current, it could create some really choppy conditions during those ebb tides in the afternoon. So that could make things a little more dicey for boating on the river. So just be careful out there and make sure that you can have a great and safe weekend. And the Ship Report is taking Monday off for Memorial Day, and I will see you on Tuesday again on the air. You've been listening to the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Have a great weekend.